Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
Tomatoes.
Mike Francesa appears to fought while ripping Adam Gase.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Walt it, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Forgive me.
How was the sound from, like, the street here in Lansdowne? How was it from here?
Picture perfect.
Step by step. Ooh, baby.
You know, ground beef is really a winner nowadays.
Step by step. Ooh, baby.
Manure goes for $2 million an acre. Manuel Lewis.
With the dance floor.
Faster, fast, faster,
faster. Evacuate with the dance floor.
Yukos.
Hey. Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich Radio Program. Tom Ferretire Studios, 617-779-0985. You can see us on Twitch. Twitch.tv, search the Sports Hub. You can get the Twitch app and search the Sports Hub. I was not in yesterday, and so I know the thing is that when someone's out, because I do it to Rich too, or Wallach or whoever, is the thing is diarrhea. So I...
because that is... 90% of the time,
right. It was not the case yesterday, but I went to get gas, and the guy came on and said, "I heard you had diarrhea." And then I went to CVS to get medicine, and the guy, a customer there, said, "Hey, how's the diarrhea?" And then my wife was getting texts from a friend whose husband is a big fan of the show, or boyfriend's a big fan of the show, and he was like, "How's the diarrhea?" But what happens is, and I'll say it this one time so people understand, is that what happens is I get something's wrong with my stomach, and then I can't eat, and then I can't sleep, and then I got into the car and I start driving and I get real dizzy, and then I puked, and it just happens like every 2.5 months, it just happens, and it's going to happen again.
Have you talked to like a doctor about that? Because if something happens, I didn't realize it was happening this frequently. If it does, I mean, has he given you any advice as to or any idea what it might be?
They think it's just like stomach cramping or something, like stomach something. Because they did tests on it and stuff, but it doesn't happen often enough,
yeah,
for it to be a problem. But I get, like, super bloated. Like, I've almost taken a picture of it and put it on Instagram.
Yeah.
But I get, like, super bloated, and then I can't eat, and then it's, like, it gets all crampy, and I can't sleep. So, and then I get, like, dizzy, and I'm coming into work, and I'm, like, all dizzy and shit, and whoops. And so that got dumped. So if you're online, congratulations. And I get all dizzy, and then so whatever. So that's what happens. And then I don't know. It's going to happen from time to time. But
so it swells up and just kind of becomes like a like a hard bubble. Like I know you're talking about.
Yeah, like I'm pregnant.
Yeah,
like I'm like real pregnant.
Yeah,
like and then
and the throwing up is like when your stomach's like I'm done.
The throwing up is due to getting like super lightheaded and dizzy.
Okay.
And then I start throwing up.
Oh,
and then
wow.
I'm like, and then I'm like, I don't know if I should be driving a car.
Yeah. So that is when you get sick. That isn't how sometimes people feel better when they do it. That's just a pure side effect of your nausea.
The nausea comes from the dizziness.
Okay. Yep.
So it's happened. It happened in November. It happened in the beginning of September, and then it happened like in June.
Do you think there's anything, like, looking back, is there anything that you might have eaten each time? Maybe it's an allergy of some sort.
Yeah, it might be. But
I know people who didn't realize they had allergies until they were much older.
Yeah, it's a yeah, we'll see. I don't know. It doesn't happen often enough, according to the doctor, to be that big an issue. But my wife can attest that I'm walking around and the kids think it's fascinating and they poke at it. But what are you going to do? But I did get messages yesterday that Bryant Basketball was playing Rutgers.
Yes.
And I will say this is that so I watched like half the fourth quarter.
Uh-huh.
And like if you're having your kid play basketball more than a couple times a week, you're completely wasting your time. I make fun of Bryant towards the end of that game. By the way, they only lost by a couple and they missed a three that would have won the game at the end. And this kid threw up a bad alley-oop. Is that kid that got the alley-oop even a starter?
He started last night.
Okay. And how tall would you say he is?
He's 6'7".
Okay, so he's 6'7". So the kid's already 6'7", playing for Bryant.
Yeah.
This is bad alley-oop. It's 2 feet above the basket. This kid jumps up, grabs it, and dunks it.
Mm-hmm.
He plays for Bryant.
Yeah, I know. He's just even at a school like that, they're ridiculously good.
Yeah, you're not gonna play. How tall is the white kid? 7 feet tall?
6'8", 6'9".
Oh, he's got to be taller than
that.
No,
he's not.
He's not?
No.
Well, he's very muscular.
You know the reason
they were talking, the center, yeah.
You know the reason we were talking about Bryant yesterday. Did you find that out?
Yeah, John told me this morning.
Yeah, so Bankroll Boys come in here and they say, you know, it's -21 for Bryant with Rutgers coming in. And
Liv Schatz sat next to me and openly mocked Bryant, openly mocked me for liking Bryant. And you're like, I'm all over it. I want it. Give it to me.
That was the degenerate special, yeah. And I thought it was hysterical. I'm like, oh, how great would it be? I said, first of all, I was bummed that Wallach wasn't calling the game because how great would that have been?
It would have been really good.
They had money on. And so and all of a sudden, a bunch of people start tweeting about it. It's probably the most people have talked about Bryant basketball in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know what, John, you can thank me for being so close. I know you're a big Bryant fan, you're a supporter.
Yeah.
Listen, I did what the Ravens did a couple weeks ago. I did what many of Patriot, I gave him bulletin board material.
Is that what it was? They heard that you were against them, so they walked out there
and said, this jackass works with our play-by-play guy.
Yeah.
Take a listen to this.
Yep.
And blew the whole bankroll on it. So,
yep.
Back down to zero in the old bankroll, so.
Bryant almost beat Iowa last year, in much the same fashion, at Iowa. And they should have won last night, too.
I even said it yesterday. I said, man, 21 points seems like a lot of points for a college basketball game.
Yeah, it is.
And they're like, trust me. I'm like, all right, man. I'm not going to yell at them. I thought it was funny.
They had a 5'2 point guard out there, too.
He's 5'11", 155.
Wow, he don't look 5'11".
No, Michael Green, he's a tiny kid, yes. Did well, too.
People are just tweeting me pictures of your face.
Yep.
After the game.
Sure.
You've been Waldicked.
Yep.
Waldicked, very offended that I would actually take the Bankroll Boys advice.
Hard now, like did the Bankroll Boys explain my garbage week last week, or did that not get mentioned because I was not here?
No, they oddly enough, we skipped that. We didn't hear anything about that.
See, here's the thing that's frustrating. Like, I ask every week, what's a game you both agree on? And they can't figure one out. So it always seems that, Fred, the garbage week is because one of the guys has a garbage week and the other one doesn't. Like,
yeah.
No matter how bad your week is, like, one of them's like, well, my week was good.
Well,
like, dude, just agree on something.
Like, they're so weird with the whole podcast and giving out information on Twitter that they'll say they have these games on Twitter, but they're not the games that they gave me.
Oh, so I thought they went straight podcast with you. Like, if they gave away 10 games, they bet that your money on the 10 games. Okay, that's the way it was sold to me. Is that that's what they're doing.
I don't know how it was sold to me, but they're like, da-da-da-da, because they don't do it until the game's going on.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to give away their trade secrets on Twitter. So the idea is that then they go, like, I had this, and then, you know, you got Murray there, who's such a degenerate, and he's he's betting halftime and
betting over under for the third quarter.
Yeah. I mean, he's on there. Yeah. I mean, he's legitimately watching football, college football, from noon till, you know, past midnight.
Yep.
And he's just sitting there gambling. God bless him.
He's one of those guys that if he knows that his original bet ends up getting blown, like the over-under, he'll make a like twice as large a bet for the second half in order to try to make up for his losses. Like, what do they call it, chasing it? Like, you're chasing at that point, and that doesn't always work out in the end.
It's not even the gambling that I find odd. It's the watching football for over 12 hours straight. Like, he just can sit there and watch football for over 12 hours.
I mean, I guess if you've got money on all those games, like, put it this way, I wanted to watch the Rutgers game last night, mm-hmm. but instead, I just had to resort to, because I was out a little bit, I was refreshing the score on my phone, and for a minute there, it looked like, I think near the end, they were down by 14.
Yeah, Bryant was down 16 with 16 minutes to go.
And I was like, we're talking.
And then they came back. Yeah. It was really kind of nice to watch.
But the thing is, that's one game.
Yeah.
Like, so watching one or two games, like if you watch the 1 o'clock game and or the red zone at 1 o'clock and then watch the 4 o'clock games, like, I understand that.
Yeah.
It's sitting down for over 12 hours.
Yeah, I mean,
being emotionally invested in several games.
If you're not in a casino, that to me anyway, I could never do that.
Well, that's also kind of the fantasy football effect. It's the reason why people watch a Bengals game when it doesn't really matter. It's because they're in a league and they need these points. And they're obviously, it's not as much money on the line as probably the bankroll boys have. But it's still, you have a vested interest. It is a little shot of endorphins. If for some reason you end up, you know, looking like you're going to win, I can understand why he watches it. But Fred, not for that long. That's insane. I mean, that is ridiculously long.
I couldn't watch anything for that long. Like, I watched a season and a half of Big Mouth yesterday because I just had to sit there. But sure enough, the public was all in on the diarrhea yesterday. All right, so Breer's going to be in the 7 o'clock hour. Rich tells me there's things I have to hear at 8.
Yeah. Yeah. Matter of fact, I just got a tweet. Someone said, well, you got to play something that happened on the show for Fred yesterday.
I look forward to hearing that. Ty Anderson going to be in as well. Rich, what do we have coming up in what happened last night?
The Celtics continue their tour of mass destruction last night.
All right, look forward to hearing that. We'll be right back.
Recapping what you missed, it's Touchner and Rich.
Five to Sports Hub. We're Touchner and Rich. Rich, what happened last evening?
Well, in his return to Charlotte, Kemba Walker gave the Charlotte fans a good look at what they're now missing.
Cody Martin, out to guard Hayward. He's going to swing it right side to Kemba. Nasty step back on Washington and drills another three. Then it barely moves. Kemba has arrived at the party. He's knocked down back-to-back threes. Celtics lead by 16, 72-56.
That was pretty nasty.
Yep, and after getting choked up at his video tribute, Kemba Walker struggled early in his homecoming but bounced back to score 14 points and 6 assists on the night in the Celtics 108-87 win over the Hornets. It's their sixth in a row, but the C's, they didn't need Kemba to keep them afloat in the first half because the new reliables kept racking up impressive numbers.
Marcus Smart whips a bounce pass to a cutting Gordon Hayward, who gets to the rim and lays it in, and that was a perfect pass from Marcus Smart.
That was a skimmer across the pond. No, you never threw those, John. Can't do that in the city. Yeah. What?
Yes, Cedric Maxwell, that is correct. Can't really do that in the city unless you live near some sort of pond.
Or,
I mean, that you.
Lord knows there's no pond.
Yeah, I mean, seeing that, you know.
There's a pretty big one.
Yeah, right in the middle of Boston Common.
Right downtown. Yeah, go to Rockefeller Center and you could skate there.
Well, a healthy Gordon Hayward, man, he is fun to watch. The guy now rips off 20 points in his sleep, a double-double on the evening, 20 points, 10 rebounds, 6 assists. He led the Celtics in both rebounds and assists for the second straight game. Old reliable number two, Jason Tatum, notched his 23 points and 9 rebounds. In his first game back from injury, Jaylen Brown seemed as ready as ever.
Hayward, offensive end, switches to the left hand. Zeller in front of him, push past Jaylen Brown, drives on Washington, scoop with a left hand up and in. But Jaylen Brown is so decisive now when he goes towards the basket.
Oh, he used that left hand as he's floating towards the rim.
Jaylen Brown in double figures, 45-37, Boston by 8.
By the way, Dan just said something interesting that I didn't even think about. Do we ever find out what was wrong with Jaylen Brown?
No. Okay. It was an illness, and then Brad Stevens said he was out another game because of an infection that developed after the illness.
Yeah, he had, what do they call that?
Is scurvy? The old Pirates get?
You're going to say staph?
Orange. I don't think it was staph. Septis?
It's called, yes, septis?
Whatever the thing is when you get an engine, they were concerned about it
turning into staph?
I guess so. But he had to go back 4 times or something to get this looked at.
Not to sidetrack, but you want to hear something terrifying? I know a guy who just got exactly what Nick had.
Really?
And had to go to the hospital and get heart surgery.
Wow.
The same thing. And I guess that what they...
He's okay, right?
Yeah, he's good. He's doing really well. I mean, the doctors here are unbelievable. And he got in before Nick did. Like,
Was he found nude?
He was not...
covered in his own feces?
He was not covered in feces. But I guess that... what they found was that it was an infection that he got from when he went to the dentist. Like something got in his gums, and that's what started all. So they were able to at least trace it back to the origin. Unlike you, Nick, you never found out how you got it, right? That's weird that I know 2 people that's happened to, because that just seems completely terrifying and random.
Well, with Nick, it has to be IV drugs. I mean, if there was no kind of surgery or something.
Maybe that is it.
It has to be he was chasing the dragon.
Well, 12 points in the night for Jaylen in his return, but most impressive was that he wound up playing more minutes than any other Celtic last night with 33. On the other side of the court, there was the ex-Celtic scary Terry Rozier. Revenge game! Let's check in and see how he did last night.
Out it comes Terry Rozier. Rozier tries Kemba. Stop and start, mid-block, high arcing jumper, and finally Terry Rozier gets one to go. His first bucket in 7 tries, and now a 8-0 run here for Charlotte.
And that was his only field goal. Scary Terry scores 3 points, going 1-for-11, also barfing up the ball 4 times. And one of the reasons for his ass-tastic performance was Jaylen Brown, who locked him down all night long. Here is Kemba Walker on returning to Charlotte.
It was special. It was special. You know, just to be back here and the amount of love that I've been getting throughout this day, you know, leading up to this day, just been a lot of love. And, you know, the video was just topped it off, really. You know, it was super special, and it definitely, you know, obviously made me, you know, really emotional. I was trying to hold it in, but I couldn't. I knew I wasn't going to be able to.
So Marcus Smart found a way to rack up 5 fouls by mid-third quarter, and when Brad Stevens pulled him from the game, you could see him complaining to Brad Stevens as he walked to the bench. Well, when he was eventually brought back in during the 4th quarter, he was shoved to the floor by Charlotte forward Miles Bridges, who earned a technical foul following a review. So needless to say, Marcus was pretty BS after the game about the officiating.
Really just, you know, I wish they would call the game the right way. A lot of calls that they called, I didn't understand where the fouls were. And it just seemed like whenever I get the ball and I'm on offense, I can't get a call. So, you know, with the Bridges push and stuff like that, and I told him, I said, if it was me, y'all probably throw me at the game and everything. So either you clean up or I will. I allowed y'all, I gave y'all the time, y'all keep telling me let us handle it. I'm coming to y'all first, but at some point, as a player, as a man, you gotta protect yourself. If nobody else is gonna protect yourself, you gotta protect yourself. So if that means I gotta lose a little bit of money, then I gotta lose a little bit of money.
So Marcus was also asked about the spat with Brad Stevens as he went to the bench.
Well, you know, me and Brad, that's our relationship. I've been in 6 years, so, you know, we have those little moments, and, you know, it's over and it's over. It's done with it. We on to the next one.
Okay, a couple of quick notes. First of all, regarding Marcus Smart, you have a reputation. I love Marcus, but yeah. If he hadn't spent the first half of his career being the biggest flopper in the NBA, then maybe he'd get the benefit of the doubt from the ref. So that is entirely on him. That stink takes a long time to wear off.
The other part of it is, and he complained about this, that during the course of the game, Charlotte was manhandling him and pushing him and shoving him, and the referees did nothing. Marcus Smart is annoying to play against. He is. He grabs, he pushes, he holds. He does everything he possibly can to go right to the line and not go over it. And as a Celtic fan, you love him on your team. You want that guy on your team. But if you play against him, you're pissed off for most of the night. Miles Bridges threw him away at the end of the game because his team was getting steamrolled, and Smart is and always will be a pest. So, I mean, that was the culmination of an entire evening of frustration for everybody. Charlotte got run over last night.
Yeah. Well, the second thing about Marcus, he has become an excellent passer. He had two highlight reel passes last
skimming
night.
Skimming on the pond.
Skimming on the pond. If you don't live in a city, you don't know what I'm talking about. But he had that one to Hayward, as you heard there. And also, Smart to Robert Williams is a thing now. And it's wonderful. I mean, they just have an amazing chemistry when the two are on the court together, which is random and odd, but it really works. Like, I mean, if those two are playing at the same time, you're going to at least get one. Whoa, where did that come
just
from?
Just don't send Robert Williams to the free throw line.
No, no.
Just make sure he's in position for an alley-oop dunk.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of that, Fred, did you see that Giannis airballed another free throw? Like, didn't even hit the bottom of the net the other day.
Well, I was concerned with something else that was brought to my attention.
Oh, I have the stats right here.
And I was doing some, and then it required that I do some reading. But the line from Jonathan Isaac.
Two nights ago. Yeah.
Yep.
13 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists, 6 blocks, and 4 steals.
That wasn't even the most impressive thing, is that he was guarding Kristaps Porzingis.
Yes, and he stole a ball, alley-oop, to the kid from the bust, the kid that was at 76ers.
Markelle Fultz.
Yeah.
So then I started reading about Jonathan Isaac. It's believed that he could be working on being the best defensive player in the NBA.
All defense. They say he's so far, I mean, just in this small sample size this year, he's on his way there.
Like, his numbers are all-star.
Could be.
He's starting. Yep. He's starting for Orlando. Yeah. He is.
He's their best player, according to the Orlando
Sentinel.
Sentinel and the publications that cover Orlando. Now, that's not saying a lot.
But still, I mean, he held Porzingis to 2 for 9 and 5 points during the time that he was guarding.
He's on his way, Fred.
That is impressive as hell. But also last night, Javonte Green rules. He didn't see the floor until the second half. But, I mean,
up to a point, he rules.
No,
there are portions of the
NBA
game where he doesn't rule.
Well,
but he
play.
Looks good going to the basket.
Like, the guy never plays, but they put him in last night, and he scored 12 points in 12 minutes, and that dude is explosive.
He is.
You blink, and all of a sudden, he's like in the paint. And
he's a fabulous athlete, but someone told him, look, dude, you can't go to the basket every time. Eventually, they're going to start playing you. So what we need you to do is, even though you're not good at it, shoot a couple of threes, even if guys are in your face, so there's at least tape of you trying it.
Fred, there in recent memory has not been a more exciting human victory cigar than Javonte Green. Like, that dude gets in there and just does, I mean, he's so damn fast.
Yes.
And, like, when he dunks, it's violent. So,
yeah,
I mean,
Fenice Dembo. Again, he's the guy that comes in the end, and every time he gets the ball, he's going to do dunks.
If he continues to play this way, he's not going to be the human
Dembo
victory
cigar. Dembo was a first-round pick, was he not?
He must have been.
Yeah.
Javonte Green's undrafted.
Kid, and that's why this kid's fun to watch, because he was undrafted. He spent 2 or 3 years overseas. He had to battle for the final roster spot on the team. It's kind of fun to watch him.
And he's also, no Wanamaker.
Well,
okay.
I was about to say, Wanamaker's been pretty good. As a matter of fact, until Carson Edwards gets rid of the yips, just keep him on the bench and put Wanamaker in. Wanamaker's at least solid when he shows up. Carson's got problems.
Wanamaker as the starting point guard on this team.
I mean,
when you knew Kyrie wasn't coming back.
Don't be crazy. Listen, Kemba's on the team. If Kemba was on the team, of course he'd be the starter on any other team in the NBA.
Of course he would, yes.
From Wanahonic. But either way, one notable moment from the Sports Hub broadcast last night, we learned that Cedric Maxwell might actually be more like Glowstick Maxwell. We learned that in his post-game interview with Jason Tatum.
Team bonding is good, but when you have an older guy going to a club and seeing a younger guy in the club late at night ordering chicken wings, what do you say about that?
I mean, you're in the wrong place, Max. You're in the wrong place. Time to go home.
I wouldn't call it a club, man. I ain't see you. You ain't see me.
But he did. I like what he told me, though. He said, Max, they got great chicken wings.
I always imagine Cedric Maxwell's a guy who never left his hotel room.
No, Charlotte's different. I mean,
why?
Charlotte's different. Well, actually, I did a broadcast in Charlotte a couple of years ago, and Max is the king of the city. He went to college down there. He grew up there.
Okay.
I mean,
All right.
Charlotte is his city.
That's right.
So, I mean, if he goes out, it's there.
So he's like Mo Vaughn at the strip club. He's getting wings and wings.
I don't know about
I love how Tatum's like, you didn't see me, I didn't see you.
That's right. Charlotte is Max's town.
So I wonder if Mags brings in wings, because if it's like one of these big clubs, I haven't been in a very long time. I don't know if they have the cheese sticks and buffalo wings, but
maybe he brings his own.
Maybe he brings a big bag.
Well, the best was one time Vince Wilfork on the team plane.
Yes.
Didn't he have a massive order.
Who told us that?
It was 20 bags of chicken wings.
Somebody told us that.
It might have been Matt Light.
On the air, told us that.
I think it might have been Matt Light was telling us that.
That could be.
But he just went in and just ordered like 20 bags of wings and gave away maybe like five of them.
Yeah. The best is Mo Vaughn just going to a strip club, like the Foxy Lady, all the time and sitting down, and they would put a trash can next to him, literally a trash can.
That's great.
And he would just crush wings and look at naked chicks.
That is
a good life
the amount of people that verified that story was astounding.
We had people from the establishment calling, going, yep, I've seen that.
Well, so the Seas have now won 6 in a row, have the best record in the league. Next up, they head down to San Antonio for the game against the Spurs tomorrow night. Tip off right here with, of course, chicken wing crushing Cedric Maxwell, 5 p.m. right here on 98.5 Sports Zone.
All right, Rich, what do we got coming up?
Yeah, Antonio Brown still has a cell phone, apparently.
All right, we will hear all about that. Here are the headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at Boston Scores. .org/Noah.
Get the app. Get the Sports Hub. Get Toucher and Rich. Down. Download the Sports Hub app today.
.5 the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what is going on?
So right after our show yesterday, there was a report from ESPN's Josina Anderson that Antonio Brown is finally scheduled to meet with the NFL next week concerning accusations of sexually assaulting multiple women. This was something that many thought would have happened weeks ago. But the old skeptic in me thinks that a few owners who've had their eye on Antonio may have pressured the NFL to move ahead so his name could potentially be cleared before playoff time. Am I the only skeptic in the room that believes that's exactly the reason they're doing it now?
Yes.
But despite that news, news that I guess would make Antonio Brown very happy, guess what happened again? That dummy just couldn't stay off social media. Yesterday he tweeted, quote, "Imagine conforming to a system, giving it 100% to see them treat me like this is unfairly. Making money off my sweat and blood, F the NFL. I'll never play in that blank. Treat black people the worst."
Ugh, here we go.
Clear my name and go F yourself.
Okay, well, listen, far be it for me to tell you the plight of the African-American male, but let's look at Dak Prescott's contract when it comes up, because he's going to be far and away the highest paid player in the history of the NFL. So, but what I will say is that if Richie Incognito got to play again, Antonio Brown should be able to play again. Well, he keeps shooting himself in the foot.
Well, that's the thing, is that if he would have just shut his mouth, and how about if he just didn't even, he'd still be on the Patriots if he didn't text that woman.
Yes.
Like, he would be here playing for the Patriots because, once again, the one thing that the Patriots could stand by is that, well, these are things that didn't happen under our watch, which I don't think is a great excuse. But the better excuse is, this is a civil suit. Anyone can accuse anyone of anything.
Right.
So at least you would always have that. But the dude just won't shut up. So after that whole situation, he ended up deleting that tweet.
The damage is done. Well, the damage is, he's fixed everything.
Well, he replaced it with this tweet. Quote, I'm very frustrated right now with the false allegations and slander to my name. I love football and I miss it. I just want to play and I'm very emotional about that. I'm determined to make my way back to the NFL ASAP. Hey, Drew Rosenhaus, what would you like to do to Antonio Brown's phone?
Oh, yeah!
Does that hand still work?
Yeah, everything's great.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. I mean, this
Twitter is just people do the dumbest stuff. I won't say the politician's name because it doesn't matter, but there is a politician that's suing a parody account that is whose icon is a cow for $250 million. There's a politician suing a parody account for defamation for $250 million. Stay off Twitter. And then the guy puts like a grill with like hamburgers on it. And he's like, "Hey, well, who's having cow tonight?"
Right.
It's like, dude, you're in government, man.
And just think about it too. It's like after he did all that stuff, and he texted those people, and he had the woman's picture attached to it. It's weird how quickly people kind of let that go. Like it almost started to feel like when you heard the story come out about how Russell Wilson was lobbying the Seahawks to get Antonio Brown. That was kind of the first moment where you thought, okay, maybe the NFL is starting to think this guy's behaving himself. Maybe he's had to come to Jesus talk, and he'll never change. The guy will never, ever, unless he completely gets off social media, which he won't, he will never change. So good luck to whoever signs him.
He's still got a film crew going around filming him because, you know, I follow him on Instagram and he's constantly got videos up of him.
Every 3 days, it's him like dusting some guy who's like a community college football player.
Or him like, in slow motion, like high-fiving a kid.
Yeah, with like dramatic music and all this. And you're like, just, hey, maybe that might help you change the perception of some people, but all of that is worth nothing when you tweet stuff like that.
I just don't know why they have to, that players have to, or people in general have to react like that. I mean, I used to, but it just, when there's money on the table, just shut up. My Lord.
Well, speaking of expatriates, yesterday Rob Gronkowski was on the Tomahawk Show. I'm not quite sure what that is, but he was asked this.
What is going to happen first? Tom Brady retire or Gronk is going to come back?
Oh, man, dang, that's a tough question.
If I had $1 million in my pocket, which I do, I never leave the house without $1 million cash.
Oh, really? Dang. Well, what are you putting this bet on?
So I have to go
put this. Let's make a mill.
Let's make a mill.
If you're putting a mill on the bet, let's make a mill.
What am I putting it on? Help me out here.
Wow.
Tom Brady retires or Gronk comes back?
I would say Tom retires.
Tom retires?
Yeah. Wow. Put it on that.
Put it on Tom retiring. Okay.
And then I just, you know, we just,
I don't know.
As an athlete, I need to find some revenue because, you know, all these athletes go bankrupt, they say. Like, how
in
much?
5 years.
In 5 years? Yep. So, you know, we got to find a way to make money. So put that bet on the line. Let's make a mill.
All right, let's make a mill. I'm betting that Tom Brady retires.
Let's make a mill.
All right, by the way, you weren't here yesterday when we talked about the new TV show that Rob Gronkowski is going to be on. It's called Game On, and it's hosted by, what's his name, Michael Keegan-Peele. Am I got that right, the first name?
Keegan-Peele.
So he's the host, but it also has, like, sports challenges, and I think it's Serena Williams and Rob Gronkowski will help out. And guess who the show is produced by? It's a British show that was successful, and it was hosted by this guy when he was
right
over there.
Who's it produced by?
And he used to host it when it was on over in Europe.
Simon Cowell?
No.
James Corden.
Yeah.
Carpool Karaoke. Gronk. You are such a good sportsman.
Oh, look, and maybe we could have you sing and dance. Oh, what fun. Oh, look at you, Robert. You with every muscle and crease in that body.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
So you're going to get to see what happens when Rob Gronkowski is instructed by James Corden to be entertaining.
I have another idea. Why don't we put on a play?
that stupid dummy, put out he did a flash mob play in the middle of the street. Can you think of anything more like theater kid lame than like, oh, look at what we're going to be up to, madness. And we're going to put on a production of cats in the middle of the realm.
We have the Spike King. It was one of our guys in the Patriots Protector Contest with a hot take on line one. Would you like to speak with him?
Sure.
There we go.
All right, the Spike King. Hello.
What's going on, guys? Good morning. Hey, listen, the boogeyman. Yeah, that was a terrible loss in Baltimore, but it is what it is. They'll rebound. I feel bad for Philadelphia. They're going to get destroyed. But, guys, listen, the Antonio Brown situation, everybody in New England wants AB back. He's got that talent, but he's a ticking time bomb. I'm telling everybody out there, listen up. It's time to throw up the X. It's time to go get Dez Bryant. Heading into last season, Dez Bryant and Rob Gronkowski with a top two and red zone touchdown reception since 2013. Dez Bryant only cost $1.25 million for the New Orleans Saints. He's coming off an injury. He's 31 years old. Make some room. The Pats offense needs it. Let's throw up the X.
Antonio Brown, what do you think about Dez Bryant right now?
Oh, come on. No.
No way. No, I don't want Antonio Brown. Not Antonio Brown. Dez Bryant. No, he's not any good. When he was healthy, a bunch of teams passed on him. And I know that he probably wanted like more money than they were willing to pay him. But at some point, you know, you got to kind of humble yourself and say, I'm going to earn myself back a good contract.
Yeah, Bert Breer, I remember, was in here a couple of years ago. He was saying Dez never really reinvented himself. He compared Larry Fitzgerald used to be a great outside the numbers receiver, but learned how to run precise patterns and became a slot guy and extended his career by 5 or 6 years. Dez never did figure out how to do that.
And he has no inclination to leave Arizona either. He just wants to stay there. All right, we'll be back, Rich. What will we talk about?
A star player on the Red Sox rumored to be gone very soon.
All right, we will be right back.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help Line MA.org.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Toucher and Rich, weekday morning, 6 to 10.
That was horribly uncomfortable.
Toucher and Rich, mornings.
It was all taken out of context.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what else is going on?
Highlight catches. Dry spells followed by unbelievable hot streaks. The man behind a lot of that might be leaving the Boston Red Sox. Ken Rosenthal wrote this week in The Athletic that it's all but certain the Sox will trade Jackie Bradley Jr. this offseason, and it sounds like they may already have a target to replace him. It says, quote, a trade of center fielder Jackie Bradley Jr. projected to earn $11 million in his final year before free agency seems all but certain. The Sox can replace him by dealing for, and it goes through like a bunch of different players. So there you go. So are you a proponent of this?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a
yes. I can't say yes fast enough.
All field, no hit doesn't work anymore in Major League Baseball.
Remember he changed his swing during spring training last year? Oh, he changed his swing, and I think he hit a home run in his first spring training at bat. He is a 230 hitter. He will always be a 230 hitter. I thought he would do better than that. How many years? 6-7 years in? He'll always be a 230 hitter. He'll frustrate the hell out of you for months at a time. He's not worth $11 million. Get him out of here.
Yeah, there's some players around the league that everyone fawns over their defense, but they can't hit, and it's annoying.
He's a gold glove caliber outfielder. He's won a gold glove.
Yes, but there's...
But he is frustrating as hell.
And I know teams that have signed guys for that very reason, and they end up regretting it incredibly. And especially when you get an older player, and where are you going to put him in the lineup? I mean, ideally, you'd want a guy... Certainly, if he was a field-first center fielder, you'd want him, you know, batting leadoff for you, or at least, you know, being someone who can set things up.
I mean,
he's never going to do that. So what, are you going to hit him eighth?
And the other part of it is he's not quick. He's not going to steal bases for you. There's no other. There are guys like that that are all field and no hit, but they have speed. If they somehow get on base, they can make things happen for you. That's not Bradley either.
I wouldn't trade anything for him. I don't even think that he's a major league player, quite frankly.
Oh, he's a major league player.
Not a starting major league player.
Not for some teams, but I think he's a starting center fielder.
All right, then you don't value offense at all.
No, he's a guy you hit eighth or ninth. Eighth in the National League, ninth in the American League.
What's wild about him, too, is I bet if you even look at his stats, they don't seem to stand out as being anything, like, awful because he goes on those streaks.
Yeah.
Like, he'll go through a period of, like, 4 or 5 weeks where he got nothing, and then all of a sudden there'll be 4 or 5 weeks
it's
where
he'll
tear.
It's not even that anymore. There are times in his past where he's had a good month, but those streaks have decreased to, like, 40 at-bats. Then he'll go right back in the dumpster.
Give me his VORP.
You got a little war over there?
I didn't know we were headed in this direction, so I don't have it ready for you.
You have the glasses. You're supposed to know these things.
I'll get you the Jackie Bradley
war. All right, while you're looking for Vip Vorp and all that other stuff, Jimmy Garoppolo spoke to the press for the first time since the Feels Great Baby Gate when he said that to Erin Andrews when she asked him, how does it feel to be undefeated? And he had to defend himself. Hey, what about this whole calling her baby?
Your post-game interview got a lot of attention with Erin Andrews and what you said. Were you surprised that it took off the way it did?
I thought you were talking about the one in here with you guys. We had a little back and forth, me and you. No, but yeah, I didn't expect it to blow up like that. Is what it is, type of thing. But yeah, I was excited. 8-0, baby.
That wasn't a dare, was it? That was off the cuff.
No, yeah, I say baby like 500 times throughout a game, just to my teammates and stuff. Like, it wasn't like that.
Okay. Just copying Brady.
That is like a little bit of mimicking of Brady right there.
He's copying him.
Someone was saying that what if, like, the two of them were to meet in the Super Bowl and Jimmy Garoppolo won? Like, would he be hated by New England fans? Like, no, he'd be the one that got away.
No, people would hate Brady.
Right, because then it's like, they should have kept him.
Yep.
Even though since then, Tom Brady's obviously done quite enough winning.
Well, I can tell you this, John. When he played center field in 2019, his RTOT / year
the old RTOT
was -11, as okay. Was his RTZ.
I see.
Was -11.
RTZ was a band that featured members of Boston.
Were they really?
Don't ask me why I know that. Return to zero. I don't know if it was Sib Haitian or who that was, but that was indeed a band.
How come
I can't believe my brain has that fact.
How come I can't? I'm thinking VORP, right?
Yes.
VORP is correct.
Yes, VORP is a fielding stat, as is RTOT. TZ is also a fielding
but
stat.
But I cannot find VORP.
TZ stands for total zone, of course.
Okay. So you want that to be in the negatives? Or you in the positives?
I don't think so.
Well, he's negative all over the place except for rough, which he's 3. So take that.
I was right. RTZ featured the members of Boston, Brad Delp, and Barry Goudreau. They were formed in the early 1990s.
Is one of those guys the one that wore a leather vest with nothing on underneath it to the one party I went to at Ernie Bach Jr.'s house?
Is this RTZ? I mean, that's definitely Brad Delp. Riding all around the world. Rest in peace there, Brad. Boston, I mean, this I don't think this, I think they actually had like a single. This can't be it. This is like high school prom stuff.
Yes.
Let's do it all.
This is at the end of Footloose.
Yes.
Boston is one of the better live bands that, like, I saw it just because I want to see if Brad Delp could hit those notes. Dude hit every single.
When did
single
you see him?
It was the 90s. Like, I mean, it was okay. Well past like that. I mean, okay. They weren't touring on any album. Like, they had been. It might have been like late 90s I saw.
Oh, boy.
And he hit every single note.
That's like 12 years after the last album?
So they
had Cool the Engines on it, that one?
They had a female singer for like a hot minute. I remember like we were at the MTV Awards, Fred, and they were bringing by Tom Schultz. And I was like, hell yeah. Like, you know, I love the old Boston albums. And like they had a female singer on their album. I'm like, what's happening here?
Did they have, listen, you got to get the dudes and the chicks in. Now, do they have another album besides the one with the spaceship on it?
Oh, yeah. Well, there's the first one, which was sold a zillion copies. I don't remember what was on the second one, but third stage was Amanda, which was kind of a comeback album.
That's the one with Cool the Engines.
Don't Look Back is the second one.
Don't Look Back. Cool the Engines. That was the big comeback after they spent 5 years apart. Didn't like Brad Delp do everything, all the instruments, sing, I believe all that stuff.
Tom Scholz, I think you mean.
Oh, Scholz, sorry.
He was the guy.
He did everything, like kept recordings and overtracks and all that stuff.
Yeah, third stage had that song Amanda, which was a pretty big song.
87, I want to say.
We're Ready was also on that album too.
Okay.
That was a hit.
Okay.
Kind of.
Yeah, Boston was just always the band that had the spaceship on the cover.
Yep.
Yes.
And then
I thought that was Journey.
No, Journey had the Beatles spaceship.
Oh, sorry.
It was like a Beatle escaping from the planet.
Of course.
They were hoping that you would think they were Boston.
And then there was the robot head on the Frontiers one. We all need new Frontiers.
I thought that was Mr. Roboto. I'm getting all of this.
Well, Mr. Roboto had that too from Styx. There were some really cheesy album covers in the 80s.
I know a guy. I'm not like friends with him, but I know a guy who I've been to. He's been at the same parties as me. Mm-hmm. That his favorite thing in the world is Styx.
Ooh.
Really?
And he lays it out.
There are just
like
not...
He asked me, what's your favorite three albums? And I was trying to be nice, and I like listed all three albums or five albums. He's like, no, Styx albums.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
they're coming. Styx is here tomorrow night.
They are?
At the Orpheum.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But they don't have the super nerd in it anymore.
I saw that Rat is playing at the old Toby Keith's I Love This Bar.
Oh,
you gotta
man.
See Rat.
But it's Stephen Piercy and Juan Croucher, and that's it, the bassist.
But Stephen Piercy, YouTube Rat with Stephen Piercy, I mean,
he's got like chin flaps for days.
No. If you thought that Vince Neil was bad.
Well, I mean, I saw that firsthand.
I mean, Stephen Piercy can't talk. He's so effed up. Like, he just, oh, boy.
If you don't have Warren DeMartini shredding on guitar, I don't know if I'm
going to
see.
Well, I don't think you're going for the music at this point. And Rat weren't bad.
Isn't it funny? But there's some bands that have become pros. Like, they stayed in shape, and they're touring. Like, Def Leppard sounds, Def Leppard, from what I heard at Fenway, blew Journey off the stage.
I was there. I was the one who told you that.
I don't like that Phil Collins doesn't wear a shirt anymore because he's ripped. It bothers me.
But is he ripped?
Yes.
What's on the internet?
Phil Collins is ripped.
Yes, the Rat tickets are on sale today at 10. Get them while they're hot.
Stephen Piercy. First of all, I read his biography. Stephen Piercy, and there was a Mexican restaurant right around his house, and he's like, I couldn't resist. But he can't sing. He falls down.
Oh, man. Dude, I toured with that guy.
No, not Vince Neil. I mean, Stephen
Piercy. I know, but it sounds like the same scenario.
It's got to be worse.
At least Vince Neil, like, at times, could keep it together.
And at least he was playing, like, theaters. Like, you know, Rat is traveling by van. And,
well, they're playing the Toby Keith's I Love
Six
This
string.
Bar.
It's called the Sixth String.
That's right. It's now the Sixth String.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's on a Monday night, December 16th.
Fantastic.
I mean, that might need to be a trip. Yeah,
call in work on Tuesday because you're in for a rat and roll. Bert Breer is here from MMQB. We will talk to him. No commercials here, just the headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Hey everyone, it's Felger here. Now, you know the Sports Hub is the place to go for everything Boston sports. Well, I'd like to introduce you to another hub, the new Business Hub from Cambridge Savings Bank. It's your one-stop shop for articles, tools, resources, and banking solutions that can help you start, manage, and grow your small business. It's just the latest way CSB is supporting small businesses. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's HUB. They're a member FDIC.